Happy Friday. This is our last Friday of August. I know this to be true because it's the 26th. And if we had a Friday next week, it would be August 33rd. And that is against the rules. Last full week of August, guys. A week from now, we'll be talking about being at the start of Labor Day weekend and drinking our pumpkin spice lattes. Yeesh.
I don't talk about those until September 15th. That's the earliest I'd like to talk about fall.
Is there a reason why it's September 15th? Again, weirdly specific stuff out of here.
No, it's I've told you before, it's my nephew's birthday that day. And so I use his birthday as the kickoff for fall. Oh. So September 15th is when I start to get into the fall mindset, but I refuse to acknowledge summer's over until then.
That's fair. I can work with that. And then we at Up North News will start getting a deluge of fall colors photos. And they're amazing. Don't get me wrong. We get a handful of photos every day from our daily newsletter readers. And you can sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. You can send us those photos to photos@upnorthnewswi.com or just attach them to a note here to the studio at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I am most definitely looking forward to what we get. Every so often we get so many of a certain theme though that we have to bunch them together because otherwise people will be like, are you going to have a sunset every day? And so some days we just have to put like four sunsets all together and say, yep, sunset in Wisconsin. Ain't nothing like it,
See, I thought it would be the other way around where some of the readers and listeners would be upset that you picked a different sunset photo over their sunset.
Well, that was also part of the reason. Oh, okay. It's like, hey, wait, I sent you a sunset 2 weeks ago. How come you didn't use that one yet? And so the two that we've lumped together, sunsets and rainbows, we get so many of each of those. And they're great. I don't want anybody to stop sending them. It's just that sometimes we have to share them in bulk.
Well, now I'm going to send in my photo of my dog today for National Dog Day.
Yep.
Yes. And so I hope that Remy gets to be in the newsletter.
I will be putting that newsletter together about 6 hours from now. So you're on
I
the
have
clock.
Until then. Perfect.
Yes. To get a good one. Preferably with a rainbow behind him at sunset.
I don't have a rainbow, but we just got some engagement photos done, and he joined us in those photos. There's a very handsome picture of him at the Wisconsin Capitol with a Wisconsin Badgers bandana on, and he looks adorable.
Are you about to tell me that he's going to be like your ring bearer at the wedding?
I don't know if the venue will allow it, but maybe. Who knows?
Okay. All right. We were at a wedding recently where I think we were part of the discussion in getting our friend's daughter to reconsider the notion of letting the dog be a ring, because that's a wild card. And you want to control things at your wedding, because otherwise that's how things, get on Ridiculousness or America's Funniest Home Videos, is when you don't control everything at the wedding.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's a very good boy where he likes to be either my or Kelsey's shadow. So therefore, if he was directed to come to one of us, I think it would work out very well. But Kelsey is in that mindset where, yes, she's going to like to be in control on that day. So I don't know. It's to be determined. That's how we're leaving it right now.
You thinking the dog is always going to listen to you, even in a big thing like that. You're going to be a great parent. You take that right into parenthood, man. Two stories out of Wausau this week that caught my attention, because it'll lead to a third story statewide, and both of these courtesy of Channel 9 up there. The worker shortage is being felt throughout the nation, from private companies to the government. And it's even hitting jails across central Wisconsin, along with taxpayers' wallets. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department says they're forced to spend about $3,000 a day to house inmates in other counties, even though there's plenty of room at the Marathon County Jail. Right now, about 170 inmates are behind bars there, but its capacity is 279, meaning there should be plenty of room. But there has been a trend, according to the chief deputy there, where they're not getting as many applicants for any of their positions, whether it's deputies, dispatchers, corrections officers, and where they're really feeling the pinch is correction officers' positions. And it doesn't come cheap, noting that it costs taxpayers in Marathon County nearly $100,000 a month to send inmates elsewhere. Story number two. In 2002, the Wausau Fire Department is changing its minimum requirements for applicants. The department is now accepting applicants with EMT basic training and level one firefighter certification. Applicants will still be required to get their paramedic and level two certifications, but the department will allow them 12 months to complete that training after being hired. Deputy Chief there says, "We've been running shorthanded now for almost 2 years, and we want to get those numbers up. City leaders have agreed to use some of Wausau's American Rescue Plan funding to increase staffing levels, but once the money runs out, the city will have to cover the additional salary and benefit expenses. The fire department has seen an increase in calls for service, but staffing levels haven't kept up." These things are not happening just in Marathon County or in Wausau. They're not happening in a vacuum. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, a nonpartisan research group, notes that the public sector workforce in Wisconsin has really taken a hit over the past few years. And we know there's been a worker shortage, you know, pretty much everywhere, but it's worth noting what that means at the public sector level for your local workers and your state workers. And they note that the Wisconsin Policy Forum, what they did was they looked at records for the Wisconsin retirement system, a great big system that covers most state workers, many local workers as well. So you can look at a big set of data around Wisconsin. In 2021, 17,646 individuals left the ranks of the Wisconsin Retirement System active employees database for reasons other than retirement, death, or disability. In other words, you know, they said something along the lines of take this job and shove it, and they went elsewhere. And they point out throughout the article in different ways, they break it down further just to show that so many people are leaving the system. And it may be, it doesn't get into all the reasons why, but there are many that took a different job or, you know, became unemployed for a variety of other reasons. And when they show the graph of people who have left the public sector, you can't help but note the big peak in the middle. And that, of course, would be Act 10, which passed in 2011, that thing that Scott Walker never campaigned on, never said he was going to do, and then by his own admission, quote unquote, dropped a bomb and took away the collective bargaining rights of the people who, you know, plow our roads and in other ways, you know, serve us through the local taxes that we pay. Now, there have been new entrants coming into the system, and that does mean that they cost a little less than an older worker, but it also means that they bring with it far less experience. That institutional memory is lost, and sometimes that actually increases your expenses, as you know, if you have to basically retrain somebody. So the worker shortage is everywhere. It was already happening by demographics as the baby boomers aged out. It was exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic, but it is even more pronounced in the public sector because of this more than a decade long, I would argue decades long, war on public sector employees, primarily by the Republican Party, which is for a couple of different reasons. One is that they're only thinking of taxes and what it pays for. Others are, you know, claim to be small government conservatives and just think that there should be as minimal government as possible. Others are big into privatization and think that the private sector should take care of these things. You know, again, as if do you really want to contract with a private company to, you know, to plow your roads all winter long? We talked to an Eau Claire City Council member yesterday who talked about how the roads don't get plowed now if there's a, you know, below a certain threshold of snow, despite the fact that the roads are still slick and dangerous. But it is this constant drumbeat about not just public sector workers, but, you know, then just unions in general. And it has been more than disappointing to see how many people, you know, bought into that and said, oh yeah, if it's a union, it must be bad. They're buying into the caricature, you know, of the cigar chomping union bosses and thinking somehow if you just get rid of that, all will be right. And it isn't. What you're seeing instead is that lack of well, that diminishment of worker quality, that diminishment of worker rights, and that big increase in turnover. You know, that's led to discussions that we've had here earlier about the lower degree of service that you get when there's constant churn in the labor market. And so now you see the pendulum swinging the other way, at least in the private sector, by the votes at various coffee shops, at Starbucks and Colectivo. And I don't have it in front of me, but I believe I read yesterday the first Chipotle restaurant is going to have a unionized workforce as well.
Oh, nice. And yeah, I mean, I think the increased reunionization is great, but also just understanding what jobs pertain to the public sector is a huge aspect of it too. Because yesterday, Brian and I on Dueling Tangents had Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate Sarah Rodriguez, currently a state representative from the Brookfield area, on our show. If you want to go check out the podcast, you can, civicmedia.us. We got the whole podcast library over there. But I framed her as I asked her a question about this report, and I set it up as, well, as someone new to public service, because she was elected for the first time in 2020. What can you share your thoughts on this report? And she corrected me. She's been in the field of public service for a very long time. It's new for elected office that she was first elected and became a state representative 2 years ago. But she's worked for the CDC. She was in the Peace Corps. There are so many different aspects of public service work that is not just being elected to the Wisconsin legislature or being on a school board, or that there are different things that you can do. And really our framing of what public service work is, I think is something that needs to be talked about more too. Cause I was just completely in the wrong. I was like, yeah, I appreciated her answer because, there's a way that you need to view what public service work is. And we have to expand that what opportunities there are out there as well when we're discussing these reports.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, K-12 teachers make up a large chunk of this, and they're very visible. And we have to note that, and we haven't even touched on that part, the teacher shortage that's out there. That's extremely real, to the point where some classrooms are getting virtual instruction, as if we're still in the pandemic. Teachers from another school, from another zip code, are having to deliver classes that way. And so as this happens with that higher turnover, the Wisconsin Policy Forum report concludes, you know, that's going to lead to the need to, you know, increase worker pay, to do other things, to provide more flexible workspaces, may have to pay for new technology to deal with, you know, fewer human bodies working on something, and perhaps greater use of private contractors, which, again, cost tax money. So something that we've known since the days of Act 10 is how penny wise and pound foolish it is to try to nickel and dime to death the public sector workers that keep Wisconsin a great place to live. We'll be back with more after this. You're up north.